Hi, this is Variety Shunif here for Akashi Media Podcast Live. You guys, I've been so busy, I haven't had a chance to make any podcasts lately, but I'm just going to drop a few little words tonight. You know what? America really seems like they're demonstrating some white power here when it comes to Trump. How many damn times does this man have to be indicted? He's still walking around. He's not arrested. He's not in jail. He hasn't had handcuffs on him or anything. And, damn. Okay. I see that. Interesting. I don't know. It just seemed like some type of entertainment ploy to me. I just don't see this being real at this point. I mean, how many times you have to indict this man and have all these charges against this man and he still has not been in handcuffs? And he wasn't even escorted to the chambers or to the jail cell of the court or anything. So, yeah, you know, to me, they just demonstrating white power when it comes to Donald Trump. Because if you guys really want him in jail, he would be in jail or prison right now. He is not. Oh, well, enough of that. Not to say that everybody was hoping that the brother would go to jail, but I'm just saying. I mean, God. Wow. It's amazing. This man is still, walking around free. Anyway, that's how it is when you have money. Big money, obviously. So what else has been going on? Well, you know, in Los Angeles, California, you know, they're still dealing with their homeless issues and things like that. I ran into a few people that were in these programs that were being housed at different locations and things like that. And one lady told me the other day that she went to a program, to a place, and the case manager tried to sexually assault her. They stole all her belongings. They took all of her information down from her identity and then threw her out in the streets again. It's just terrible. You know, I told people before on my blogs, on Kashi Media blog, that these things can happen to you. And I try to really encourage people that I know that you can do for yourself. And I told this woman, I know you can do for yourself. I know you are smart. I know that you can fill out an application, go check on an apartment or something for yourself. You can do this. You got this. You're grown. You're in your 50s. Come on. People start getting vulnerable in this situation when they're in a homeless situation and then these people try to act like they're there to help them. I said, this is how you have to look at it. Because I tell people all the time, you have to really look at it, the situation. I mean, you have people walking up to you on the streets, out of the blue, coming up to you, asking you for your identity, your birth certificate, your ID, and your background, and all this stuff. For what? You don't even have an office to go to, a business card, or anything. You shouldn't give people those type of things on the streets. You have social services. They have a building for you to go to and meet with a social worker. Why can't they? Social Security has a building for people to go to and meet with people. Why can't they? This just doesn't make any sense. So I tell people all the time, you don't know who really is running what. But, you know, when you get there, it's just, if it's not what you want it to be, move on. If you don't feel it, move on. And I keep telling people all the time, and I discuss this with other security people, and I tell them, you know, it's nothing when you got movement like that. That's human trafficking. People moving you from one place to another like that, and you don't even know who they are. It's ridiculous. You know, when you're a little kid, they used to tell you, don't get in the cars with strangers. It still applies. In your 50s, your 60s, or whatever. I know people are going through a lot, but you know what? If a person is serious, I tell them, then meet them there then. Give you the money to get there and to meet you there. You know what I mean? You can do that. You can ask for that. You know, there have been people that they have these organizations who's supposed to be these homeless organizations that have said I didn't have a birth certificate. They'll tell them, oh, we can get your birth certificate for you. And they come to the library and different places and tell them, we can get your birth certificate for you. Okay, here's the library. Let's go to the computer, print the shit out, application, hand me the money, and I'll mail it in. That's simple. You don't have to sit there and fill out an application with someone and give them all your identity and you never see them again. My cousin did that. And she was going through something. And I said, why would you do that? Why would you do that when you can just go to the computer and print it out and say, hey, if you're going to give me the money, it's like $35 for the application. Give me a $35 check and I'll put it in my name, write my name on there, you know, or $35 and I'll just go to the post office and get a money order and put it in the mail. That's simple. You don't have to sit there and print all of that out and fill it out and give it to them and they say they're going to do it. Nah. She never heard back from them either. You know, these people are using people's identity to make money. That's all that they're doing. And it's terrible. You know, she's still outside. My cousin going through this. She's still outside. She still hasn't gotten her housing yet. I asked her, how long you been like this? She said, almost 2 years. I said, girl, you out your damn mind? Nah, hell no. You know, so, it's crazy. I said, I wouldn't trust nobody like that. I don't trust people. People tell you all the time, I do not trust people. You know, you know what? Because I just noticed a lot of the things that I evaluated with a lot of these programs, whether it's HUD, Section 8, or whatever, they give you a place and then they want to take it away from you again. They give and take away, give and take away. They want to cause a problem all the time. They want to be a part of the problem, cause the problem, be a problem, because they make money with problems. You know? man, homeboy, I can't think of this guy's name right now. But he just said all of these programs is just a big ROI, a return on investment. That's all that it is. And the only people that's making money off of it are the people that's claiming to help people and take these people in. There are some people who are getting help, but there are some people who are getting their housing. But damn, and it took them 2, 3, 4 years just to get their homes. You know, there are a couple of people that I knew that were like that, and they were waiting like 2 years. Why you gotta wait 2 years? That's not how it works when you have emergency Section 8. Emergency Section 8 is only 2 weeks. You get it in 2 weeks. So, I don't know. I just want everyone out there that's going through that situation to be careful, not to trust everyone. There are alternatives. There are alternatives. I told one lady that I know that was going through it. I said, why don't you just go back to school for the summer or something and apply for a Pell Grant and a student loan and see if you can get it. So you have a little extra money on you and then you can go maybe do some other things that you might want to do or need to do. And she did that and it worked. It worked and she was happy. She said, hey, I got my check within 6 weeks. I said, hey, that's all right. I like to advise people and make suggestions for them. So they can try to do for themselves and not rely on people, you know, because sometimes when you're going through things, people do be down sometimes or whatever, and they seem to get relaxed in their predicament, you know, and I try to be encouraging to people to not get relaxed, but to see that they still got it, that they can still do it. And when she did that, she went on ahead and enrolled for the fall. So my prayers did reveal to me that I was going to be a person that helped people get back on their feet. And it might not always be necessarily financially. This lady was also about to lose her storage. And I gave her the money so she wouldn't lose her storage. And she can keep all her things. And she said, that's all I had left, you know. So, She was on that verge of losing it, so I gave her the money to keep it. So she paid for her storage and then the financial aid and the financial aid PAN grant came through for her, and she was able to get her financial aid in 6 weeks. And I gave her the money while she was waiting for her financial aid. And then her financial aid came right after that. So I was happy that I was able to help her to keep her storage open. And then her financial aid fell through. That really helped her self-esteem and helped her feel happy. And, you know, that things were seemed like they was looking up for her again, you know. And it's just the small things that count when you look out for people and everything, you know. So I try to do that. To look out for people. I know everyone don't always have a support system, and a lot of people, family members and relatives have gone on. They are deceased, and they don't have family anymore, you know. So it's not like people don't want to do nothing and they don't go home to their families. A lot of people, families are dead now, so you just can't always look at that situation and say, oh, these people are, you know, don't want to do nothing. That's not true. You don't know a person's circumstances, you know. So sometimes you just, you know, have to, you know, ask a few little questions. You know, you still family around or whatever, and you'll find out that their family are not around. So you have to have some sympathy for people, have some compassion when they're going through, you know, tough times and everything, you know. And and that's just how you have to look at it. But anyway, other than that, you guys, any of these circumstances could happen to anyone. People had mudslides in California. Their house went down in the ground Their house went down in the ground from the mudslides. It just crumbled. The earth opened up, and in the mud just sank these people's homes into the ground. The roof and everything. The whole house. So these circumstances of becoming homeless can happen to anyone. Anyone. Earthquakes, tornadoes, hurricanes, tsunamis, fires, forest fires, you name it. It can happen to anyone. So don't think that this predicament can happen to you, because it can happen to you. And these are circumstances that are natural disasters that are just out of people's control. You know, they don't have control over it. So you have to have compassion about these things. And I just want to tell people out there that if you're going through something right now, try to start an online business. Try to make sales online. Go to different marketplaces and start up. Try to go to Sears Marketplace. Go to Kmart's Marketplace. Go to Target's Marketplace. Go to Amazon, go to Shopify, go to Etsy, go to a lot of different marketplaces to start your business. There are a lot of people who are doing very well with starting their business online. And try to start your business online and do something like that and see if you can just sell something that you feel will be profitable. You know, whether it's wigs, clothing, whatever. You know, they got all kind of different networking and things like that people can do. So totally don't give up. And I'm one of those people who had my student loan forgiven. Thank you, Biden. Thank you for forgiving my student loan and erasing it. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Get my vote next time. So nice. This has just been two great elections. Trump, we had that pandemic money. And now Biden, we ain't got our student loans erased. Those are two presidencies. Some great things in heaven financially, whether you want to believe it or not. It's all right. Life ain't so bad at all when you living it off the wall. Hey. Life ain't so bad at all when you living off the wall. Hey. Live life off the wall. So So that's just about it right now, everyone. I just wanted to just stop by and just leave you guys a little something tonight on my podcast. And this is Variety Shunavir for Akasha Media Podcast. I just wanted to say a few things tonight and just say hello. And I'll be tuning back in with you all again. Thank you so much for listening to Akasha Media Podcast Live. Take care now. Till next time.